You know what I never understood is people in the media who are anti-Semitic, do they not know for whom they work?
Well, why do you think they're anti-Semitic? You hate the boss. You hate the guy that feeds you.
I'm obviously not a religious person. I don't believe in most religion, but
yeah.
I like the Jewish people.
I find
every Jewish person I've known, and this, I guess, is in itself a stereotype, every Jewish person I've known is quirky.
Every single one?
Every one.
What about me?
You're quirky, but not in a good way.
Yeah, that's true.
You're strange.
I'm Captain Quirk.
You are Captain Quirk.
Baba Jewy.
No, we're not calling you Baba Jewy. Mother of God, we're not doing it.
Well,
what do the Jews believe in? Do they believe in that? Do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe in heaven and hell?
You know, I don't know where that falls as far as the five books.
See,
of...
No Jew can answer that for me. I don't think Jews even know what the hell they believe in half the time. I think they make it up. They just say weird words.
Well, you know what? I would assume we have to because we have angels and prophets. So there is a something.
Muhammad,
so,
is that your prophet?
No, not... God help us. No, we got a bunch of them. Elijah, who comes to us on Passover. And then he stays like 3 weeks, and we say, go a hotel. But...
Yeah, that's the Jews.
But then there's all these angels, so there is that other thing out there. So I guess the what happens after you die meme that's in the old books.
Are you a practicing Jew? Do you celebrate?
I'll practice until I get it right. Ho, 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 ho! Thank you.
Baba Jewy. You happy now?
Yes.
But don't ever say it again, or I'll kill you.
Baba Jewy.
I'll blow you up. never mind.
Am I a practicing Jew?
Yeah. Do you celebrate? Do you go to synagogue every week?
No way.
Do you practice Seder?
Yes, but at my parents' house.
What is that Friday nights?
Well, no. Oh, I guess you really don't know that much about.
No, I honestly don't know much about the Jewish faith.
There's the Sabbath,
right?
Our Sabbath, which is Friday night and goes into Saturday. That's every week.
Mm-hmm.
And
so is that why Joey Reynolds isn't on the air Friday nights?
But he is.
I was joking.
Oh, yeah. Let me explain the joke, because Joey has this thing Friday nights at midnight that he calls the Shabbos hour.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Joey's Jewish.
It's Joey to you. You've been on the show twice.
Everybody calls him Joey.
I call him Sir.
Sir Reynolds. Mojo.
Yes, I do call him Mojo.
Yeah.
He likes
this guy has Mojo working. No, but...
So do I.
He's Italian, but he...
Is he really?
Yes, he's not Jewish.
Huh. I just assume he's in the media. He must be Jewish.
Well, there you go.
Huh.
Yeah, Myra, his cohort, I'm called something Italian. I don't know if Reynolds is.
Let me look it up on my fancy BlackBerry.
Yeah, do it up. Myra, his second in command, the woman who books his guests and things, she's Jewish, very much so.
Figures.
So, but what they do on Friday is they get old Jews in a room, like 25 of them, and everybody's talking over each other and trying to make jokes.
Sounds a lot like doing this show.
Pretty much, and it's
except
called the Shabbos
Jewish.
Hour, but it's got nothing to do with Joey's religion or anything like that.
Okay, let me ask you the $64 question, since I know you're cheap.
Baba Jewy.
Why are Jews circumcised? What is the point of that?
Ah, this one I can pretty much answer.
Okay. Now, is this an honest answer?
No.
Or will this be a jokey answer?
This is a Hillary answer. Well, but it's for the women, really, because, you know, a Jewish woman will not take anything unless it's 25% off. Old joke. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Try the veal.
I knew I shouldn't have asked.
But it has
yes,
to do...
Yes, you'll be here all weekend.
Apparently, it's a covenant with God, whatever that means. It's the thing that we do that shows that we've made this bond with God. This is what we give up to, you know... be who we are and to be different from everybody else.
Really?
And, yeah.
Huh.
And that's why the horrible thing was, like, in the desert, Moses had to do this to all these people who were not children, and there was no anesthetic.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, there's no anesthetic even now, I think, when a...
Oh, no, you're right.
But that's also probably why it's done.
But they do it to 8-day-olds.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to 55-year-olds.
I'm not circumcised.
Are you really not?
I'm really not, and that, I think, had more to do with the fact that my parents didn't feel like paying for it in the hospital. Because my father isn't either.
How do you know?
He told me.
Oh, okay.
Because I once asked him, what, Daddy?
Daddy?
What is his skin?
Daddy, why is it so sticky in my mouth?
That's how I got the job at NYG. True story. That was a happy Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No, do you have to care for it?
Yeah, of course. You have to clean it.
You do?
You have to clean it every day, yeah.
Every day?
When you take a shower, yeah, of course. But every time I take a shower, yeah.
And how? Without getting us thrown off the air.
All right. I will say this as nicely as I can.
Yeah.
You pull the skin back.
Ugh.
And it really doesn't hurt. Trust me.
Ugh.
It's not as if you are to, I don't know, take the skin of your arm and stab it repeatedly with a pencil. That's not what it is.
But no.
It's a lot like lifting your pant leg.
Okay.
It's painless.
Right. And then when you do that, you just...
Yeah, you take some soap or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you clean it in the boat. Yeah, all right. I don't have to explain how it's done.
And you got to wash it off pretty carefully so nothing grows under there.
Right.
Have you ever had an infection or any kind of smegma?
I have. Actually, you know what? When I was... I guess I'll admit this. When I was a teenager, on the cusp of being a teenager, when I was like 12.
Yeah.
That's when I started to realize that, please don't ask me how I realized this, not all guys have that skin.
Oh.
So it kind of annoyed me that I would have to clean the stupid...
Because when you're doing the reach around... No, I don't.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm gay. We all get it. When I was, I would go sometimes 3 or 4 days without cleaning it, and there was always be that... What is it called?
Smegma?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I might even clean it twice a day, especially if there is the prospect of...
Well, someone seeing it or tasting it.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It keeps the head of the penis sensitive,
ooh,
which is much more conducive for sexual relations. That is actually a fact. I'm not making that up.
No, I know you're not. I mean, I've heard there are good things to keeping it on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's the equivalent of African women who have these clitoridectomy, not so willingly, but it's a cultural thing where they have all the stuff chopped off of them except the inner whatevers.
Right.
Ugh. And it's to deaden what's down there so that apparently, they don't feel for any other man or anything. They're not supposed to be
God
sexual
bless the USA.
Beings.
Not, certainly not goddamn the USA, you idiot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I actually sometimes feel the need, if I know that there's a girl that I'm going to do something with, I sometimes feel the need to tell them, by the way, don't be too, don't shriek in horror if, because I don't know.
What, you don't think they would know that the difference between a baloney and
it's
skinless?
Sometimes that has been the experience, where they kind of like, oh, what is this,
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Who greeted you with that reaction?
I'm not going to name
them. Come on.
I'm not
first
gonna
names.
Name. No.
No.
I'll use a pronoun. She.
She. Okay, yeah.
That's the, the standard.
And is it any different, like, when you're in the midst of doing the do? Well, I actually couldn't know how different it is because...
That makes... Yeah. That it's actually...
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing to admit, but I'll say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to do research on... Because this is not a question... This is not something you can ask a guy. You can't... It's like, Dave, since you're uncircumcised, is it easy to put a condom on for you? I can't... You can't... You can't
I'm assuming
ask
it
a
would
guy
be.
That. It is. Well, based on my research... No, literally.
There are times I've been putting it on backwards. I have to throw the thing out because I've rolled it the wrong way.
You know what? Every guy, I think, has had that experience.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's in the dark. You're feeling around. It feels scummy on both sides. And so you go...
It does.
And, yeah.
I hate them. But it's doubly tough for me. There are so many websites to go to for this. You know, these are guys who are uncircumcised who feel the need to post articles to help their fellow flappy man.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, in all candor, totally helpful. Really, because I'm so horribly shy. I'm not going to go to my father and go, Dad, when you have sex with Mom, that's a conversation I should never have with my father.
No,
ever.
Definitely not.
I should not have sex.
Well, if your brother, if you can ask, like, when he has sex with your mom.
Right, because, I'm from Texas, so that obviously, and I don't even have a brother. I don't know where you get this from. It's actually... It is hard.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. Jeff probably ran into a tree on the way in. He's they're talking about penises. I gotta get down here.
He's playing with a branch at the moment.
Or what he thinks is a branch. It's actually a twig. It's tough with the extra skin putting the condom on. There is really no right way of doing it. Now, there are a couple techniques.
Yeah.
One... You don't pull it down. You don't pull the skin back and you just put the condom on. However, you feel nothing.
Oh, well.
Trust
welcome
me,
to the club. Yeah.
You feel nothing.
Yeah.
The other way of doing it is buying a longer one. However, you get the awkward sensation of having it either dangling, like the tip of it dangling, or you know, it's basically
like wearing baggy
covering,
trousers. Yeah.
It's basically covering the dome. You know what I mean?
No, that I don't
the
get.
The testicles.
Oh, oh.
If you pull it. I'm trying to
well, the dome, I don't think it's two domes.
Well.
Yeah, all right. But I understand. Yeah, I kind of. So which one do you opt for?
Well, fortunately, I don't have relations that often, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so do you wrap your hand in saran wrap? Thank you.
So that's, you know.
All right, that's good to know.
It's frustrating. I don't think if you don't have it, you really can't understand how difficult it can be.
Oh, and yet, as you said, one of the nice things about it is...
when a girl is going to introduce herself to it...
Yeah.
It feels so good.
Well, you know, it kind of does, too.
Well,
you know,
yeah, I bet it does.
No, but, if you've tucked it away, your turtle has had its head in the shell for days and days and suddenly...
Without it, it's rubbing against the underwear. It's losing that sensitivity. Let me ask you, since, you know, I've just revealed...
Sure.
I think, two or three embarrassing things about what it's like.
Jeff, where are you?
First of all, is Joyce listening?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to ask something.
So I'll only be half
honest.
I'm
going to call.
Okay.
When was... you know, it's amazing. I'm prudish even asking this. When was the last time...
Yesterday. No, I don't. That
Joyce...
Whoa. What?
You know what? Let's not even use Joyce as the example.
No,
here.
Let's not.
Because I'm sure you had experiences before.
Hookers, yeah.
Okay, right. You're Spitzer. We get it. You hardly knew her. Spitzer.
Spitzer, yeah. First he eats her, then... Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Elliot.
Baba Jooey.
God damn it. I hate you, Kyle. I'm Cartman.
I hate you, Cat. I love screw you.
South Park will never get old. Let me ask you, your first experience.
Oh, my... Yeah, all right, yeah.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you about mine. Because I've already revealed enough embarrassing things about me.
Well,
how old were you?
19.
You were 19, really? I was 20 my first time.
Okay.
You're 19.
Yes.
Do you remember the girls? Do you remember her name?
Yes, but
I do.
All right.
So you remember her name.
It's not like I've had so many. It's not like I've had Wheel of Girls.
Okay.
I'm not the guy from Kiss. What was it, 4,800 women?
Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
I love Kiss.
You're kidding me.
I am a Kiss fan, yeah. I was 16 when they went on their first farewell tour. That was my first and to date only real concert.
You went to that?
I'm a Kiss fan, yeah. That was a birthday present from my parents to me. Yeah. It was in Jones Beach.
Of all I would never
most people
no
find it.
No way.
Yeah. It's
because of the music? You like the music?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And it's just it's a performance, you know?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Well, you know,
I still can't hear very well out of my ear.
What?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but...
Anyway.
So
your first time, you're 19 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
You have no experience prior to that, right? Or very little experience?
Very little. Okay. Nothing like that, yes.
So it's your first time.
Mm-hmm.
Was she Jewish?
Oh, it was my dad. I'm sorry. Now I know he's listening, so I'm doing this very carefully.
631.
888.
AAA.
811.
Share us your first experience.
Yeah, please, actually.
We'll pop your cherry. So to speak.
11, we got like 10, 11 minutes until Dave's gone by. 631-888-8811. Tell us about your experience, your foreskin, your clitoral hood.
If we can't get a single person to call now,
yeah,
then there literally is no one listening.
Yeah, we're talking sex, ladies and gentlemen. If that doesn't do it. 631-888-8811.
We could talk like this.
See, yeah. Joyce isn't going to call because she wants to hear everything I'm going to say.
So do I.
So that's the last thing she wants to interrupt.
So, all right, now you're 19.
Yes.
This is almost like therapy. You're 19.
Yes.
Is she
We've
Jewish?
Established that I'm 19.
Right.
No.
She's not Jewish.
No.
All right. How experienced was she?
Not.
So it was
yes.
really the first time for both of you.
This is correct.
Okay. Were you two dating?
It was more like a rape. Wait, no.
She raped you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. We've been dating for a bit.
All right. For a bit. How long?
Good question. Couple of months, I think.
Wow. Okay.
But come on, we were young. It wasn't like we were going to jump
in. I'm not.
Right. No, but now these days it's like third date. Everybody.
Third
you know,
date, really?
Well,
girls
I guess
still put out.
Girls who are 15 put out now. I wasn't in that era.
Yeah,
maybe I was, and just I didn't get any.
I'm real anxious to have children.
631-888-8811. Yes, I was 19.
You're 19. I was 20 when I lost my virginity.
Okay.
Some people don't believe I did. And I can understand why.
Well, because your acne hasn't cleared up yet. Usually that's... No, I can't. No, your acne's fine. It's
still there.
It's the hair on your hands. So I'm going, yeah, okay.
Yeah. At least I'm big.
Baba Jooey.
Thank you. You're 19.
I'm 19.
You're still 19.
Okay.
How did that happen? Did you two talk about it before?
Yes. And then when we talked, we were like, when are we gonna? And
now,
blah, blah. Am I gonna do it just because, you know, I love her, or because I want her body?
Who's the aggressor? Were you the aggressor?
Me, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So it comes to that night, or day.
Afternoon.
Was it really the afternoon?
Yeah.
Cool, all right. So it's the afternoon. Was she also 19?
A year... I think she might have been a year older. I could have been wrong.
All right.
She was like a cougarette.
Let's say, for the sake of conversation, she's 20.
All right.
So she's 20, you're 19.
Yeah.
It's an afternoon. Afternoon.
Yes.
19, she's 20.
Oh, I was 19. Did we mention that?
Yes.
I was 19?
You're 19.
Yeah.
So you say, you were probably 35. You lost it last night.
Yeah. Actually. You know, I should say, while we're talking about all this, yesterday was my 10th anniversary.
Oh, really?
With Joyce.
Oh.
Yeah, honest to God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations, thank you. Joyce. I owe you a Coke. Never thought you'd make it to 10 years.
That's Coke, C-O-K-E, right? Okay. Just making sure you're not mispronouncing something. Anyway, yeah.
Maybe I am.
Baba Chewy. So yes, Mazel Tov to Joyce and me.
Congratulations.
And many, 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 many more years. Yeah.
Or for as long as she can put up with you.
Yeah. Amazing that she has to this point.
It is amazing. Anyone who knows the two of you, she is really patient.
Oh, yeah.
But in a good way, you know...
Well, yeah, patient. Of course she's patient in a good
way. I've had lunch with the two of you.
Yeah.
I think it was, what, over the summer? Last summer?
Possibly,
probably,
yeah.
Probably when I was helping you and the rabbi film the...
just before.
TV show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of charming seeing you two together. In a lot of ways, it's like the big sister helping her special little brother. I'm sorry, but that's what it felt like. That is probably the greatest example, greatest analogy you're ever going to hear.
Let me tell you this story, and this is an absolutely true story.
And I haven't.
I wish Joyce would call up and tell it. I mean, Joyce, if you're listening, call and tell this story about the fair in Cedarhurst that we went to a couple of years ago. She knows exactly what happened.
Oh,
no. I'll start it, but Joyce, if you call 631-888-8811, we have just a couple of minutes, and I would love to tell this story. Or love you to tell it. There was a fair, a carnival kind of a thing, in Cedarhurst, really for children.
Yeah.
But we were like, what the hell? And they're going to have animals.
I see where this is going.
They had sheep, and they, you know, a sheep, like this old dying sheep that kids could touch. And a guy with a snake around his neck that children could play with.
Right.
No, a real snake.
Was this Never Neverland Ranch?
Exactly. It was Jewy Land, because it was like all these Orthodox people and the kids putting it all together.
Baba Jewy Land.
And there's music and rides and things for the kids. So we were walking around. It was kind of, you know, I like animals, so it was cool to see these, you know, dying, horrible, penned-up animals and pet the sheep and stuff. And watch all these kids having screaming, running around, playing games, which, you know, okay. And then I noticed the coolest thing. There was kosher food. And they had hot dogs and hamburgers for $1 a piece, like you pay in these little token ticket things.
Right.
Which, I mean, for even a regular hot dog or burger, that's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And for kosher meat, that's pretty fabulous. And I was wearing, like, this sun hat. I had shorts on, like a little polo shirt. And I'm like, and you know how I can get. I'm kind of silly and goofy at times. So I'm pointing and I'm going, oh, hot dog, $1. I want a hot dog. I want $1. You know, to Joyce, just to be
annoying.
My annoying self.
Yeah.
And then this older man who's sort of coordinating the kids and everything, and he's like, you know, there's a special bus ride for you. He looks right through me. He talks to Joyce like I'm like the retarded child. She's bringing to the fair.
Never mind the gray in your beard.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Like, I'm obviously in my late 30s. He's looking, just like, doesn't even look, he's looking like I'm going to say, you know. he can get the special food over by the bus.
Now, Dave, Did he go on the bus?
I wanted to so... Because it's a dollar for a hot dog. That's so good. Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day, twirling around at night.
Well, there goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, on this Sunday evening, March 30th, 2008, to the 266th episode of Dave's Gone By. I'm here at the radio station's, not offices, the studios, in lovely Babylon, Long Island, after a very nice weekend, a very wonderful anniversary weekend, with my beloved wife, Joyce. It's our 10th anniversary, so thank you for all the cards and gifts and phone calls, which we never got, but, well, we got from some relatives, and I thank them for that. It was a pretty cool week, I have to say, in the neighborhood, not only having the anniversary and that special time with the missus, but also had a one-act play of mine done in New York the past 2 weeks as part of a festival, and not only was that kind of proud for me, but I got to see it, and they did an okay job with it. They did a very good job, in fact, and I was proud, and even sold one of my books. Oh, this feels good. Someone, I wasn't even at the theater. I pre-autographed a couple of copies of the book, and someone bought one last night. One.
It's being used to prop up their coffee table as we speak.
Thanks to everybody who did come to my play at the Richmond Shepherd Theater. Thanks, of course, to Richmond Shepherd and Annie Ward for producing the whole thing. And it went well enough that there's rumor, there's talk, there's something about remounting the show or maybe even some more of my plays in the summer. Keeping the fingers crossed or whatever Jews do to, that's the equivalent of finger crossing, like a six-pointed knuckle thing.
Who's fingering who? What?
I mean, get your mind out of the gutter, Joe. Well, Joe and I, Joe Salzone, is with me. He is my special guest co-host today because Jeff Goodman, who's usually my special guest co-host.
Jeff's in Bangkok right now.
He's actually in his dreams. He's probably just worked all weekend and literally didn't set his alarm and, you know, slept through whatever. So I hope he's having good dreams. We miss him, but I'm thrilled that Joe is with us, Joe Salzone, who used to be a regular at WGBB, then he went across the hall to WNYG, and now he's on Sirius Satellite Radio.
At least one of that was a big mistake.
When can people hear you?
You know, I have no idea. weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then it's replayed several times throughout the night on Indie Talk Sirius 110.
And it is weekdays, so you know, if you're listening to Joe Salzone, your day could not be weaker. But, you know.
It's true.
Thank you so
much.
It's
a lot like doing this show.
Yeah, pretty much. Which has been on this station since October of 2002. 5.5 years old and going strong thanks to our sponsors, which include...
I thought you were going to say the man above. Because you're pointing to the ceiling.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus!
No, the landlord.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Landlord of WGBB.
Thanks, Arthur.
Yeah, really, for letting me do what I do, and the people who give me the money.
He's not paying attention, clearly.
No, certainly not. Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway. They're located at 1315 Broadway in Hewlett, Long Island, next to the new Lohman's Shoe Store. 10% off any job, big or small, if you tell them Dave sent you at Hewlett Minuteman Press. Fancy Schmancy Balloons, that's Jeff's company. He does balloons for parties and centerpieces for things like brisses and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, and certainly like sweet 16s are very big for him. So if you've got these parties coming up, call Jeff at 516-797-3229.
Dave, you should never say that a sweet 16 is big for a grown man.
Oh, well.
No.
I'm not going to go
Chris
there.
Chris Hansen, are you listening?
7973229 for fancy schmancy balloons. Also brought to you by MortgagesRock.com, the place to go to find out either how to get financing or how to be a mortgage and finance loan broker and get that commission. MortgagesRock.com and Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, the Bible of Broadway, for 65 years. And there's a lovely discount on the DavesGoneBy.org website. So if you're a Dave's Gone By listener, instead of paying $165 a year for the 12 issues of Performing Arts Insider Journal, it's only $115 this month, and I think through the end of April. So it's a really, really nice deal, because if you buy the magazine on the stands, it's $14 or $15. So this is less than $10 an issue, and absolutely worth it for the information on every page of Performing Arts Insider, and find out more at PerformingArtsInsider.com. So anyway, first of all, Joe, you look completely exhausted. How was your week this week, real quick?
It's been long. I spent part of that, and this is not just a shameless plug, but I'm actually quite proud of how it came out.
Uh-huh.
I spent a lot of the last 2 weeks, really, updating, finally, my website,
Oh. Which
is JoeSalzone.com. Actually, you have the computer next to you.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
I beg your pardon? Oh, you mean the computer?
Yes, please. And your pants, too. Because I'm curious. I use Microsoft Front Page for it.
Okay,
and
hold
I'm
on.
Finally taking the time to, you know, experiment with some of the options that come with Front Page. You know, I've never really explored it. Like, you know, you can do certain things with the font. You can space it out. So I'm experimenting as I go along with it. I seem to, like, drastically change the stupid website every 6 months or so. So tell me
this
what
one. It looks a little stark because it's almost like two color. It's like those magazines that can only print and it's cheaper to print in two color instead of four color.
I don't like a lot of color.
I think you could use a little more.
Distracting, a little more.
Yeah, a little more. It's simple.
Yeah.
I like the layout. It's simple and nicely blocked.
Does
and
it look
the,
too cramped? Like I'm trying to fit too much.
Well, actually, the simplicity works in a good way for that. That's
okay.
The point. The fact the words are big, and there's a lot of info, but it isn't too much because everybody's now used to websites where people have one page. There's
right.
Nothing more annoying to me than being sent to a blog to read something, and you start and it starts loading. And I have a pretty fast computer, and it's all one page.
That annoys me as well.
You're paying the webmaster per page. So,
right.
You know, it's not like you can have a click to something else to something else. It's got to be on that one page or else they're paying, you know, extra money for every other page that they do.
It's annoying.
So, for like 2 minutes, you can't do anything else with your computer unless you stop that page loading. It's horrible. So at least now, I mean, your page loads quick because you've only got two little bloggettes on it. Anyway.
I don't have any blog. I always try to write a little commentary that is, you know, exclusive just for the website.
Okay.
And I wrote one. This is the first time I've written a commentary for my website in probably over 2 years. Because, for a while I had nothing to do with it. There was nothing
to write well,
which I could put, you know, there was no show to promote. You know, it was really just literally a picture of me with my email address, and that was it.
Right.
But now,
now you're on the radio. Now you're you're doing a show about blogs.
Because for a while my computer was broken, so I couldn't get into it anyway.
The one thing I would do,
what?
Even though it's a very good picture of you, get a color picture,
yeah,
and that would give enough color. You wouldn't really need much else color on the page.
I'm going to work on that because I have a lot of pictures, but I don't like any of them.
Oh.
So I would like to get a shot of me. Probably wearing a suit.
See, I'd like to get a shot at you. That would be. But
yeah,
you keep
Dick
ducking.
Cheney.
Thank you.
What am I, quail?
Baba Jewy.
I
came
up
with that.
No, we're not doing that.
In the pre-show. Come on, call me Baba Jewy.
No,
you did it in the pre-show.
I already did.
Yeah, no,
it
doesn't count if it's in the pre-show. It's kind of like foreplay. It doesn't really count unless you do it in the regular Dave's Gone By show.
Okay, now I understand what you did last night for your 10-year anniversary.
What?
Actually, you probably did it by yourself. Joyce was watching a movie.
Yeah, right.
She was watching four weddings and a funeral,
yeah,
or whatever
something
it's
like
called.
That. Anyway, let me give people a bit more information, and then we can get rolling with what this program is. Dave's Gone By on WGBB. First of all, I want to tell everybody that we're almost in April now, which means this week, this is the week that Shalom Dammit, the TV comedy show that I produce and direct and sometimes write for, is going to be changing channels but keeping its time slot. So Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings. Two mornings, Wednesday and Friday at 7:30. It's going to be on channel 115, and you can see episodes of Shalom Dammit starring Rabbi Saul Solomon. So don't miss it.
I think you're better off watching it on YouTube.
Well, YouTube is cool, but yeah. YouTube chops it into pieces, but which isn't so fun.
Channel 115.
I know it was on the other one, but they moved it this time.
Well, I remember when the Public Access. There are two of them now.
Yeah.
There are two. I remember when it was like channel 70, and then I remember it was a few years ago they moved it to channel 20 because that was around the time that I was doing that awful little Public Access show, and that was that's probably the easiest way of getting an audience because it's sandwiched. Literally in between whatever 19 is and whatever 21
is. Well, 21 is LIW,
right.
Yeah. I mean, that was a fantastic... 20 was great.
I think 19 is like QVC, isn't it?
You know, it's probably some shopping thing. So it sucks that it's moving up to a higher channel where people are less likely to come across it.
It's even higher than the cable news channels. Like, it comes before MSNBC, before Fox, before CNN, before CNBC.
Yeah.
Way before the Fox Business Channel was like
I thought they did it simply because, you know, it was part of their mandate. Like, you've got to make this an accessible channel or something, but... There were so many shows that they had to have another channel, and now because they do it in a lottery system, the Rabbi show is going to the higher one. Well, it's closer to God because it's higher. Channel 115, Wednesdays.
Jim Brewer is higher as well. Does that mean, get it, because he's a drug addict? Yeah.
But also, finally, our New York listeners, our Manhattan listeners, can get Shalom Dammit on Manhattan Cable Sunday afternoons. 1:30 on channel 67.
You clapped twice. That was it. I'm happier for you.
Well, I'll clap 67 times. It's
no,
on channel 67 Sundays at 1:30 on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And also, while Manhattan Neighborhood Network is showing it, you can go to mnn.org and see it streaming. So there's lots of ways to see Shalom Dammit on your computer or your TV. Also, speaking of things to see when they're not happening, thank you, WGBB, which has started podcasting Dave's Gone By. So the last two episodes of this show, if you missed them, are at the WGBB website, am1240wgbb.com.
When I was doing Worldview.
What was that?
Where was this guy when I was doing
Worldview? I know. Well, back then we barely even had a website. We were lucky to have a stream.
It was an ugly website back then.
So I'm just so thrilled that now I can point people and say, oh, you couldn't listen. Everybody complains, I couldn't hear your show last week because I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Right, you know what? I'm taking the 10:30 to 11 p.m. slot from you.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I just want to... podcast something. I don't even know what the hell podcasting is, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Well, the nice thing, I should also mention that if you go to the website, you listen to a podcast, you can download it to an iPod, but if you're scared by that, you don't have an iPod, you don't know what it is, it also simply means you can go to the website, click a button, and listen to it on your computer. So it isn't just this little file that is a pod.
Can I take it from
you? It's a stream.
Huh? Can I take that? If I can get, like, I don't know, Tucker Carlson on for a half hour, even if it's on the phone, can I do that from 10:30 to 11?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not going to commit to anything on the air because there's certain logistics
that
we have to talk about.
That's the reason why I'm going to get you to commit to something. Right. Because it's going to be archived.
Right. Well, we'll talk. But anyway.
That means no.
We really have to move forward on the show. I haven't even talked about seeing my play. I think I did a little in the pre-show. But
you did. We're happy for you.
I did my
play.
Happy
with your book.
Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. It's all the blah, 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 blah. I saw my play three times. The first time, I was just thrilled that the whole thing worked, although the first part worked still a little better than the second. And then, as the actors got more comfortable with it, the whole thing worked, and even the more serious parts toward the end. So I'm just so thrilled with the whole experience, and I thank them for that. And I hope if they do bring some of my stuff back in the summer, more listeners will come and more people will buy my stuff, which would be nice.
Okay, you know what? You're gonna be on my case for this. I didn't go see your play.
Why?
Because I was tired. I had to do the mornings all week on Sirius. I didn't want to socialize with anyone over the weekend. Had I not...
I wasn't even bringing all that up to shame you, believe it or not.
You were looking at me like, brother! I mean, give me a break.
Okay, well, you know, I did have five performances.
Yeah,
it was
I
also
understand.
The week before. Okay.
$15 I'm about to spend. I guess maybe I'm Jewish, too. You know, I don't really feel like spending $15 for a half-hour play.
Well, it's five plays. Mine was just the last one on the bill, because they save the best for last.
You know what, Dave?
Oh, no, all right.
This is BS.
Slam the door. Nope, no, he's not. Okay.
That was my impersonation of Robert Novak.
Oh, I remember that. I saw that on YouTube. he didn't say BS. He said the whole word. He said,
if we're serious, you could actually play the entire clip without the bleep sound.
Well, we're never serious on Dave's Gone By. And we're going to do a short Inside Broadway segment about Broadway news, but since Jeff's not here, not going to do much reviewing, but what we are going
to
do...
I would love to write the News Gone By thing for you. I always say that, but I'm not good at writing jokes.
That is a problem.
Even though your thing is so lame,
yeah,
like a four-year-old retarded boy a four-year-old slow charge from, like, Chile could write it.
Right, Chile.
Chile, yeah.
Is that a drink of some sort?
Yes. No, it's a South African
country. Wait, I'll have the Chile 1943,
please. It's a South African country, you idiot.
South
America!
Joey hasn't slept in a few days. Baba Joey.
Yes. You're like a slow Swahili boy. South Africa.
South Africa.
That's not even a continent. All right.
Anywho.
You know what? I'm entitled to one dumb comment.
But that was an hour ago. So anyway.
I'm hanging around you too much, obviously.
But here's you know why you're in luck, Joe Selzone? Do you know why this is your lucky night? Because you're going to get to hear highlights of me.
Oh, come on. This is that freaking New Year's thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what about that freaking New Year's? Did you even hear the New
Year's
thing?
No, I didn't, because it's not the New Year anymore! It's almost April! Don't play stuff from January in April!
Well, no. No, but it's like I'll play it on Passover. Like, we have highlights from our New Year's show, but I haven't played them because it wasn't on Dave's Gone By. It was on another night, and most people probably didn't hear it. So on nights when I'm not going to physically be able to be at WGBB, that'll be one of the things we'll end up playing. But no, this is more recent, and this is more, more interesting for me, because I'll comment on it.
Am I involved?
Yeah.
Am I really?
Well, here it is. Hmm. As I said,
I'm impatient.
Two weeks ago, I was on
play it now.
WOR Radio, 7:10 a.m.
You just want me to hear this stupid thing.
Yes, I do. And we can comment honestly as possible on how I managed, how I did, on the Joey Reynolds radio show.
This could be like Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
I would be the human, you could be the alien, because you're bald.
Thank you.
And all aliens are bald.
Well, I was bald last night. Anyway, thank you so much.
Poor Joyce.
By the way, whoever is calling, we'll get to you soon.
I will just fix your
can.
Phone. I'll fix your phone.
That's right. Verizon's calling. Well, actually, hold on. Let me see. Let's see who's calling, since this is kind of a more freeform thing than we usually do. WGBB, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave. It's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Are we on?
Well, yeah, you're on the air, dude. We're about to go to tape because I'm going to be playing the Joey Reynolds show.
How can we fix your phone, Jeff?
he has a Verizon problem.
Don't we all?
Oh.
How are you doing, Jeff? Where would you sleep really late?
No. I went into the city to do something like a little bit fun.
Yeah.
And I'm just leaving the city now.
Okay, what was his name? No, I don't know.
What?
Nothing. So, okay, well, I'm glad you had a great time.
Don't you want to know what I did?
No. Really quickly, yeah, what?
I just auditioned for Big Brother 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Tell you what, can you call me back in about half an hour? And if there's time at the end of the show, we'll talk about what you did in your audition.
You can just come on the station and give Dave a ride home.
No, you're not coming here. No, but
yeah, I might, if I can get there.
Well, by the time you get here, it'll be gospel time, you know that.
Yeah, but
I know, but that's okay, but I'll just come to drive you home.
Okay, well, I can totally dig that. He wants a little mouth leaven, but that's...
Don't we all?
That's why I invited you here, really, Joe. But
oh, good.
Anyway, and if you could stop breathing like a panther into the phone, Jeff.
I'm sorry. It's like because I'm walking and talking.
Oh, you're walking? I figured you were in a car or something. Okay.
You know, walking, that's tough.
But seriously, Jeff, is there a way that you'd be able to call me at like 10 to midnight?
Sure.
Great. Give me a call, and assumingly by then we'll get through the Joey Reynolds stuff, and then we'll talk about your audition. And if not, certainly we'll do it next week. But
okay.
We'll talk to him about half an hour, okay? Thanks for calling. Okay. That's Jeff Goodman, everybody, calling from New York. He's my usual guest co-host on Dave's Gone By.
Obviously not listening to the show.
Well, no. He was too busy. Did you hear me? He's auditioning for Big Brother 10.
Yeah, he is about 50 years too old and the wrong gender for the show.
Wait. No, there's men on the show.
Aren't they like hot, college girls?
Yeah, but it can't just be girls. The whole point is that there's going to be girls and boys and sexual tension.
Jeff is sexual attention.
Baba Jeffy. We'll be back right after this message. Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this Sunday night, March 30th. Now, a week or so ago, it was on Good Friday, I was invited to come back to the Joey Reynolds Show. It's a nationally syndicated radio program on WOR in New York, and it emerges from WOR. Joey Reynolds is a longtime radio guy who used to be something of a shock jock. Now he's much more mellow in more of a gambling kind of... John Gambling. I think he used to have an actual gambling problem that he's pretty honest about, among many other addictions that he somehow kicked and conquered. So he's a totally different kind of a guy now, and he's in the Joe Franklin-y mode more. And he had me on there a few weeks ago as part of the Shabbos Hour, when they just throw a million Jews into a room and everybody shouts jokes over each other. So it was a little bit of like the Little Nemo in the piranha tank, but they liked some of what I was doing, and his helper, Myra, kind of dug the magazine that I co-publish, Performing Arts Insider. So they decided to have me back in a more sedate atmosphere. And that was back on Good Friday. So I thought I'd play some of the highlights and talk pretty honestly about who was there, what I did, how I was. And I've actually got Joe here, so he'll give a pretty objective summation of what it all sounds like. So let's roll it. I'm going to keep the mics open through the whole thing and maybe stop it here and there or just talk over it a little bit. This is me on Joey Reynolds' show a couple of weeks ago.
Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds.
This sucks already. Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds. Okay, I think we get the idea.
Well, this is a theme song by a guy who was actually on the on my show.
I know Joey Reynolds. This is, I guess, we just remember his name.
They keep messing with my brain till I think I'll go insane. Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds.
I want to hear
this. And that's Joey commenting on the song.
This is the only show that I can actually talk over Joey Reynolds.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's great.
That's Joey clearing his throat.
That is so horribly annoying.
Well, I think this part didn't go out over the mic. In other words, this is an in-studio tape, so...
Oh!
Joey Reynolds, I heard Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds on the radio. Joey Reynolds, since I heard Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds on the radio. Joey Reynolds, since I heard Joey Reynolds, Joey Reynolds.
Well, I've seen it all now. I mean, first of all, I heard it all with that theme song. That's the thing by Ray Jessel, who used to write for Carol Burnett, and you know, ever since he's been out of work, he's been a pain in the ass. Writing songs like this, you know, where he sings my name 4,000 times. Even I had to tune out.
Nice.
You know, I mean, when it's about you and, you know, self-centered and narcissistic as I am, I tuned out. And I'm looking at some transparencies here that are being put in front of me by Michael Clavita.
Michael Clavita. Now, the guy was really nice and very cool, but there's two ways of going on a radio show, okay? And you can either be there and kind of get your message out, but try and make jokes and talk with the host and go with whatever the subject is. The other way of being on the radio is, if you're not a radio person, but you're pushing something, that no matter what, you're going to talk about what you do.
Yeah.
And you're going to steer the conversation to it. It can be, you know, talking about playing darts in Zimbabwe. Somehow you're going to maneuver the conversation immediately back to what you're selling.
That's what I attempted to do before.
Yeah, pretty much.
With your virginity story.
Right.
I failed miserably.
Well, you know, I've been at this game a little bit longer. Yeah, well, no, a little bit. But anyway, back to Joey Reynolds.
I'm more successful.
I should say Calavito. Geez, Mike, this is good. It's good to have you here tonight.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank
what
you
is this
yet
here?
Again for having me back.
You know, I saw an anniversary of the Gates. In New York,
morning,
we
right?
had this artist who came. What's his name?
Two
the guy who did the Gates?
Chris, though. The Schmatza King.
Yeah, he put these Schmatzas would be rags in wasp talk. And he put these cloths all the way across Central Park to decorate it.
Most hideous.
I remember that.
Yeah,
well, it was
I disagree.
Flags.
I thought, again,
yeah,
it was about like the city
it was a statement. It was
being
a statement.
Gifted
it was a
with
dumb
art
statement.
That really raised a lot of awareness.
What I think it looked better from above.
Again, both of you, Myra and
this is great.
Joey,
this is like you and I, we're like, we're board ops, right. And we're just
allowing
making fun of him from behind the scenes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except our mics are open.
And to pick up where I left off last time, which is about my city project.
Don't, please.
Actually, this is to Mayor Bloomberg.
Okay, no, but
can we fast forward?
No, because I don't really, I'll let it play through. But the point is, This time he was asked about his art, so he's talking about his art. It's cool. This Michael Colomiga guy. It's like he was asked a question.
The idiot with the orange flags?
No. He was. They were talking about Christo. That was Christo with the orange flags. But this guy was trying to do a civic art project, and he's getting Bloomberg involved. He's trying to get the money and the support.
Okay.
So that's his deal.
Right.
Project that will have an enormity like the Gates Project.
He's a good guy. Now, you know what I like? You know, we're on Wall Street. Those people are listening cross country. And we have this Bear Stearns money situation, you know, where they went broke last week. And a lot of people, they were going to file for bankruptcy, but the federal government came in and saved them, just to bring you up to speed here a little bit.
Right.
And they pumped new money in through Chase Bank, which they allowed to buy the place for a bargain, you know. I guess 10 cents on the dollar or something like that.
$2 a share.
Whatever it is. I mean, it's I don't know the economics, but I do. I'm just overviewing it. We really need this this lightness in our life. Lightness. Because, you know, it's serious stuff. We're being
serious.
Bombarded with negativity all day long. Thing I want to mention here, and then we'll get back into our light side.
By the way, I should also mention that I cut stuff down. So this was an hour-long program, this hour out of his evening, that I did some chopping here and there. But he was also going, you know, kind of far afield and not making a whole hell of a lot of sense anyway.
I would hate to hear the raw footage.
Don't you just love light radio? Lights. Even that light jazz station is off the air in New York now. That's gone.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they had light jazz.
That was my first word.
Joy, wasn't it? Was it?
Yeah. Did you hear me say yay there?
That's our little boy from Chile.
Because I hate light jazz, so there you go.
One that plays all the light music is now they become the oldie station. Everybody's shifting. Nobody's where they
see
were.
You twiddling
you know?
Your thumbs.
I mean, everybody's some
eating
some,
pastrami.
They've made some shift, not in consciousness, which is unfortunate. They've made a shift in positioning. You know, it would be like uncreative sex,
what?
Where you really are just changing your position,
like
but not your consciousness.
Wait, I get lying
you
in here
really,
soon.
The thing that makes something really exciting is when your mind changes.
Changing your position's okay too.
Well, it's okay for you because you're just an animal. But you know, when you have, I can vouch
for that, by the way. That's fine.
What, changing position?
No, her being an animal.
Thank you very much. So the thing that needs to shift is our consciousness a little bit. And we sit and listen to the news all day on radio and television, and it's everything that everybody did wrong.
You get the sense
of
this
you
guy
know, if I hear the story about
school,
this
probably stuck
violation
in
of the passport.
He isn't that nerdy, though.
No?
Why
no.
would you be so
Boring
concerned
hell,
about
though.
What someone has in their yeah. file, about their income, about
well,
their
background? Well, I'm never going to
meet
the guy,
whether
I care.
In jail or not.
I'm trying to sabotage your chances
record,
of ever getting back on WOR.
Their health records. Why would you be so concerned?
You'll be relegated down like FUV.
Four zillion maniacs running around with cell phones, having conversations that you wouldn't give a damn about for 2 seconds.
All more interesting than this.
You know, the most private conversations that people have on these cell phones are zero interest to another person, as a rule.
Hey, much like
all
this conversation.
All they are is Maximus. You know, that you're walking around listening to other people's conversations, and they're dull.
I agree.
There isn't anything that I could tell you about me that would be of interest. Beyond the fact that I've done everything wrong.
True words were never spoken.
And I've been a total success at being a failure. So, you know, what the hell else? Let's start with adultery.
We want
and,
specifics.
Yeah, but see, but why? Why would you want to hear mine when I don't want to hear yours?
That's your failure.
So, Julie Reynolds talking?
No,
well,
you
when
see,
you're not running for office.
What was that? Is that Julie Reynolds or is that the other guy?
There's a morality.
He's still talking.
This is, oh, this is the other guy.
This Reynolds.
Sex.
No.
Oh, this
but
is Reynolds.
A morality
yeah.
that doesn't get discussed, which is funding. So, you know, where's
this
going, money
mm,
coming from for these people to travel when we at $5 a gallon?
Well, because I didn't know what the hell to make. I thought it was just going to be a cool conversation about art, and he's going on this
I could
semi-political rant.
I just love the idea of you sitting like, yeah.
And trying to look interested.
This,
you know?
this is your, you know, you're like, oh, wait, this is my big thing. Yeah, she has a big mouth.
For gas. Where's the money coming from people who have a paycheck
now.
As a senator and don't go to work?
I don't think that's necessarily true.
What's not necessarily true?
They may not be in Washington all the time.
That's where you belong. That's where the job is.
That's Lynn's.
The
that's
state,
that's
the,
Lynn's
what do you mean may not be? The nation's capital is Washington, D.C. Don't defend this.
I'm not defending
this. Because, you know, then
I'm
you're going to
point out something.
Well, then why don't you say, why don't you get into the whole idea of a hooker?
What?
You know,
I could get into that idea.
Yeah, good.
You would.
That was my next score. My next good line right there.
That's what she said.
The thing is this. People are not in Washington all the time. They have to be in Washington in order to vote.
Myra, these
they
three people...
people
Myra,
research
Myra these
too.
Three people have been running for office for 2 years.
That's true.
Their mind is not on what you need to have done in your life in this representation.
That's true.
That's what the job is. The job. What's the job description of a senator? Read it.
What is the job description of a senator?
What's,
to think
that's,
of what,
what's your name? Boy.
To run for office.
Who's this guy?
I'm wondering. In.
Dave Lefkowitz.
What does Lefkowitz?
He do? He's been on here before. He's a broadcaster in Long Island, and he
on
puts out
Island.
A terrific little magazine once a month for people who are interested in theater.
Theater?
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about theater?
Well, we haven't talked about it all night yet. So.
An art topic. It's fine with me.
It's art an
theater.
Art
yes. Shows, yeah.
Oh, I see. So art, so we're here
we're
talking
so
about
Joey
Reynolds
art.
Basically,
Joey Reynolds does absolutely no prep at all.
Really very, very little.
Does,
yeah.
Now, did you meet him before? Did anyone warn you that this guy probably has no clue who you are?
Well, no, understand, I met him before. I was on his show before.
Right.
This is my second appearance.
So this is his shtick? He's pretending as if he doesn't know who you are, like you're just some homeless guy?
Well, no, but he doesn't have, like, a fact sheet in front of him. He'll,
so
he
knows you
right.
In the sense that, you know, he's met you before, but he doesn't know you. He doesn't
no.
Know anything you do. Okay.
No. No, I mean, it's that's not like he's... Because he's also... It's not a one-on-one conversation, as you can hear. There's four or five people in the...
Right.
No, another person hasn't even spoken yet.
The sad thing is, the most interesting thing I've heard so far is,
tonight.
Yeah. Did I take this in another direction?
It's your show. You can
thank
take
you.
It anywhere
you got a little
you
political
want.
On us.
Yeah, well,
but
a
you
good
can.
Direction.
I mean, you know, you're bringing up valid
well,
points.
Well, I guess I started speaking about Bloomberg and I opened up.
No.
Bloomberg,
I'm
never
going to
be a guest
yeah.
On the show
he's,
now.
He's never.
Say it anyway. The new thing is that there people are they're talking about an Obama Bloomberg ticket.
What?
For president.
Who's
no,
talking
no
about
one,
that?
No one's talking about that.
Not a Democrat.
It was in the papers that, like, at that day.
He
always
okay.
Crosses.
Sure.
He doesn't have to be anything. He's rich enough to buy the
he's,
vote.
He's perhaps the one politician
oh,
I could cross a few party lines for because of the art. And
see, now,
what
now
for
you went into the money thing. See, you want it, and then you don't want it. You want to discuss it, and you don't want to discuss it. So you just said what you just
something
said.
Something like the
he
host lecturing the guest.
I said you buy both of them.
By
that's like a tyrannical father.
But he gets
by
better.
Both of them.
I hope.
So is this
is
a moral issue?
To talk show hosting?
Buying a
is
party?
Has he never
is
done
not
this before?
Yeah,
I
as
don't
I said.
Think he really...
Maybe I said this in the pre-show, but he started really in the shock jock days and then burned out on a lot of drugs, which, I mean, he's totally open about
okay.
All this.
Now, I understand.
But now he comes back and he's trying to do the Joe Franklin thing, where you put five people in a room, they're all from different disciplines, and you just let them go.
Yeah, but that doesn't work on radio. Because you constantly have
right.
To reintroduce the five people. In radio, you really shouldn't have any more than three people on at a time.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole feeling.
Even on television, five people, that's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, we're agreeing on that.
Them. Yeah. That was an erroneous thing.
Then why do you say things like that?
Especially if no one has anything interesting to
do
say.
Do a lot of funding, but I don't think that's where... Some money is coming in from individual people, but someone
individual
points,
people. The
you know,
individuals
like
would be the correct word.
Individual.
But why are you so conscious of one part of it and not the other part? See, I mean, you know, in other words, we get on the air all day long, and we'll take someone across the coals because of adultery, and yet you won't take them across the coals for the thing which is us all getting screwed. You're in a country that is based on capitalism and money. And in this country right now, there is poverty because of this war we have.
Yeah, right. Joe.
How many people are in the studio at this point, besides you?
I mean,
Joey?
On mic? There's,
yeah.
There's Joey, there's his helper, Myra.
Right.
There's the artist guy, and then there's a black comedian who hasn't spoken
okay.
Yet.
So that's five people altogether.
Rich Younger, yeah, and Joey, yeah.
So five people, including you, that's five people.
Right.
You're sitting there. You're listening to this. You're obviously watching what's going on. What are you thinking? Like, are you
all
your
thing,
you
like anything else? You want to get the good line in there. Mm-hmm. You want to show yourself off to the best advantage. Tell about what I do, but also not to be just so me. If there's a good place to say something interesting or funny, that's what you try and do.
Are you literally paying attention to what's going on?
No,
I'm
looking at Joey.
Are you sitting there listening to what everyone is saying?
Sure.
Okay.
I
couldn't imagine listening to this drivel.
Oh, I well.
Is it maybe it's different in studio when you're actually
sure.
Watching them?
Of course.
Because listening, it's always different as a listener than it is as the person in studio or as a talk show host. But, I mean, this is like...
Well, first of all, he started this. I don't know why he does. He did it one time before that I saw it, where the first 5 minutes he's into a political, right, angry sort of rant, and then the whole rest of the show is more fun.
There's
I don't
no
know where that's coming from.
There's no direction, yeah, it seems.
But it works for him.
I guess.
He's been on OR for a couple of years now, and he's a very likable personality once he gets past this ranting stuff, which, yeah, is just weird.
The thing is, even though he's ranting, he's not saying anything.
Well, it's very diffuse, but
right,
it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's so obtuse.
Well,
it's so abstract.
And because of the oil prices, as a result of whatever we're aggravating.
Right.
And banks are going under and being saved by our tax money.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
exactly. All right. So wait. So where are the senators and the congressmen in this event?
Because money is boring to people. Hearing about money and donations and special interest groups is not as interesting as seeing Lindsay Lohan naked in a magazine,
well,
or talking about David Patterson's affairs, or talking about that
affair.
Just spurs the public imagination. So for a day, you can get them interested in where money is coming from.
Yeah, but
their
imagination,
see, that's a good
really
point.
Has
Thank you.
Second,
that,
you know,
Dave,
is
a good point. I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting across from you.
Now, I mean,
that is the point that Reynolds should have made. Instead, he's going into something. I have no idea what his view is.
I mean, you get what he's saying, but it's very diffusely put. He's saying that we're concentrating on the wrong, that we're concentrating on politicians' affairs and not the fact that they're not fixing the great problems of the country.
Why couldn't they just put it as simply as you put it?
Because, okay, I'm the genius.
I guess. Maybe you should host.
Now, here's the art guy. Is he going to answer the question, or is he going to talk about his art? Let's see.
Issues. I mean, obviously, you know, societal, you know, hype and glitter and all that's getting in the way of what's important. But
okay,
I think it's really pertinent, the politics and the money, and in my case, in your case as well, art. I mean, art can take a forefront and have a presence and change lives. And I do stand by Bloomberg because of that. I want to appeal to people like Donna Karen, like I said last time.
Here we go.
People like Curtis Sliwa. Anybody that can put a face to the monies being spent appropriately in the case of art, I don't think you can ever go wrong
Stop
with
it
that.
Right there, please, Dave.
Okay.
I don't mean to... Like,
yeah, no, but we only have 20 minutes left in the show here. Yeah.
Monies? No, I'm sorry. That's a...
It's an appropriate way.
That is a glaring grammatical mistake.
No, you can... Monies
no,
is money
monies
that's coming...
Monies is like a legal term.
Oh, okay.
Money implies polarity. You just... Oh. All right.
Okay.
Go on. I hate artists. Probably.
So when we go to these young people, they don't really have the same... they're not talking about this thing with Obama. They may want him to be president, but they're not talking about his passport, and they're not talking about his minister. I mean, really, wake up a little bit. They're not concerned with
it. They don't care.
They don't care about that. And that's their world. You know, if you're 30-something years old, why don't we listen to those guys? What do you care if you're a 70-year-old old fart and you're thinking about something that somebody did wrong 5 years ago in the White House? You know, I mean, it's passé. And it's the sexual stuff is boring. It's just boring. I mean, everybody got here because of sex. We'll be right back. It's really a bore.
Wow, light. And that was my little comment. As I
what?
I said, and this is the light section of the show. We'll be right back with more Dave's Gone By after this.
Oh, please.
We got David Lefkowitz here. He's a Long Island arts guy. He's got his own radio show. And where are you on? What station?
On WGBB out in, it's Freeport, Long Island, but the studios are out in West Babylon.
Why do they try to confuse
not too sure
you
why
so you don't show up?
Explain
that. Every 5 years.
That's what I thought.
To keep the government off its tail, you know.
You don't know how many stations have moved on me. I had kids who left me that way.
Really?
Yeah. But so you're on GBB in Long Island, right?
That is
the
correct.
One, they're the first ones to ever have a car box. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. You know what the car box is?
No.
Oh, see, years ago in a galaxy far away, when I was a disc jockey, now we had these car boxes, and what they were Kleenex size boxes, and they were empty, and they were for people to litter. And they had call letters on them, and they put them in the rear window of a car.
Yeah.
So you would see the call letters of the station. It was WGBB was the one that did that. They had the car boxes.
So when you think of refuse, you would think of WGBB. Where you
yeah, right.
Okay.
No, well, you would think of their public affairs. You know, and every place you went, you would see the call box. So you would idea. It was an identifier, like bumper stickers used to be at one time. You know, people would put Friends of Bill W., you know, which is the Alcoholics Anonymous thing. So you see the car box, it was GBB. Those were the ones that, that had that. That was their big That's campaign true. For years. They gave those car boxes and people would...
Well, WOR is older, but WGBB is the oldest radio station on Long Island, and it's still one of the oldest radio stations in the country. It's, I think it was founded in 1924.
Yeah. Well, everybody, every one of these places, we're on a bunch of cities. So, you know,
Harry Carman? Yes.
But it's now Guy Lombardo Avenue in Freeport.
Yeah, oh, so we kept ours. Apparently, it's where good broadcasting begins, was the acronym.
Well, we had WOR as white only radio. Right, Rick? Rick Younger is here tonight.
Except when I come in. That's and I want to thank you guys for letting me come in and be a part of the white-only radio.
Yeah, you're right. You're welcome.
Which, you know, it's like, yeah, because my wife went out of town, so I'm not kind of have a shortage of white folks in my life. So.
Yeah. Because Rick did marry a whitey.
Yes, I did.
And she's a lovely lady.
Yes. We live Martin Luther King's dream at my house every day. We just heard the speech a little different than most people.
What was it?
We heard it like this. I have a dream today that one day a little black boy from Baltimore and a little white girl from Oklahoma will come together and have chocolate and vanilla swirl love this evening. I have a dream. Oh, yeah, that's how we live.
But I think the definite radio promotions have changed. You know, GBB needs to do something really exciting. They need a Rick Younger show there.
Well, they need to be purchased by someone who would put the Rick Younger show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's just true.
No, see, the Rick Younger show, we can come cheap. Just let us know where to show up, and we'll just be there.
What's that GBB stand for again? What is it?
We're good old boy broadcasting begins, right. So you may not fit in.
You know, I'm versatile. I'm like water. I fit into whatever container you put me in. So I'll show up. I play Bob's Country Bunker. I open for the Blues Brothers.
We'll be right back.
I do love the fact that you can actually
Bob's
hear what they're talking about during a commercial break. No one else can hear that.
Right, that's the in-studio. I cut out most of that for time's sake on here. We're listening to my appearance, among some other people, on the Joey Reynolds Show about a week and a half ago on Dave's Gone By. More after this message.
Paul was just an average guy.
Rollin', 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them going, rollin', roar. Rain and wind and weather, hell and forever, wishing like I was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good bills, love and kisses, are waiting at the end of my life.
That's not David Lefkowitz singing, is it?
No,
it's not. That's Dan Aykroyd doing that.
That's a Jewish tune.
Yeah. Now, David Lefkowitz is the Long Island arts guy. He's the only one in Long Island that has any understanding of performing arts.
Well,
isn't that
you.
Right, David?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I checked every single person individually to make sure that they had no culture whatsoever.
Did you go up and down the LIE and ask people as they were parked?
It's a little dangerous. I just walk up and down the LIRR.
Yeah. There's no sense in... fooling anybody. There's nobody ever moves on that thing. I think it's a painting.
Could you do
Mike
chrome
Calavita would be able to do one of these scrolls of something. You know, actually the traffic would move a lot faster on the scrolling down than it would on the actual highway.
Yeah.
Why do people do this? Why do they spend a couple of hours in the car to come here to this miserable experience for money and then go back? I guess I just answered it.
Yeah.
And then go back to Long Island. Why would they do that? Why would you do this?
It's a primordial womb.
Mike, where do you live, Michael?
I'm here in New York City.
Yeah, so you don't leave town.
You know, I leave town when it's a photo project or an art project.
But, you know, I mean, you're not commuting anywhere.
But I'm actually trying to draw people to the city you're speaking about.
Here we go.
And I'm trying to do something, as I mentioned, with this campaign and this art city project, where it's about a visual experience like none before that tops the Gates project or anything that anyone could say anything negative about.
I won Paisley.
Well, when Giuliani was mayor, they had the Madonna. She was,
With pointed bra.
Yeah, there was somebody who put a bra on her or something. Is that what it was?
That was Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, that was Madonna. I see. No, there was elephant dung on the Madonna or something, wasn't that?
Well, that was a painting that was of religious nature from another culture. that Julian objected to.
Right. Because, yeah, it was Jesus. Right. It was a crucifixion in a
That was another Virgin Mary.
Yeah,
I don't think we all had our facts straight on that, but it was something done with elephant dung in the actual making of the photo of the artwork.
Yeah, what is it like having Joey Reynolds say your name?
Well, it feels nice because it's 50,000 watts on WOR syndicated.
It's not just OR, it's several other stations around the country. I think like eight stations altogether.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just to be there, even though it's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you feel like, okay, I'm out there, you know.
What time did you leave?
3. The one thing I didn't realize, Gesundheit, about the Joey Reynolds show is I always thought, oh, you know, if I'm really, really good, he's going to ask me to stay, and I'll be there, you know, for until 6 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't realize that nobody's there after 3 o'clock in the morning except the engineer. They pre-record a couple of hours beforehand, and then they play that for the overnight. So Joey isn't even there until dawn. So that was sort of disappointing, but it also explained why I was just there for the hour, and I didn't feel bad about, you know, not sticking around. But anyway, a Serrano photograph, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so is it okay to do anything you want with art? Should art be free expression?
Yes.
It should certainly be free expression. I mean, I'm trying to use it in the most positive way. Every bit of my work is like making the mind work and try to figure out and problem solve, almost like how I'm creating work.
You made me look younger. I ordered 300 copies of your picture.
To do something that really people will never forget. Gates was a great show me because
people always remember that.
Yeah, and if it's original, and if I have the chance to really present this, and I'm getting, again, more exposure, so the more I speak about it, and thank you so much again for allowing this airtime. Without this kind of platform, I don't have a chance.
Slip us a check.
Yeah, have you met David before?
No.
So are you familiar with each other?
I'm aware, but I'm very, very happy to hear you're into art.
Well, David, have you seen his work? Have you seen Michael's work here?
I'm afraid I have not.
How about Rick Younger, who's on White Only Radio?
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to rickyounger.net. You can see me.
We're going to have fun to do what we've done before.
All right, now we have some of these transparencies. You haven't seen these, David?
I'm going to pass along some artwork for these guys, and let's see their genuine reaction.
Well, this is television's best moment on radio.
Yeah. The art you're looking at is without a computer. You're looking at film.
You're showing that nude to Rick and his wife's out of town this week.
Provocative and enticing, you know, artwork that they'll react favorably.
For a second there, I thought it was my wife. I was like, hey, man.
That's all I need to hear.
Looking to my house, naked white woman. Yes, it's
I was just about to say it sounded like the opposite of controversial art. It sounded like civic art. Stuff that would be totally approved by Bloomberg and even the most right wing. And now I'm looking at these and it's like, okay, you know, clean this up a little bit. It's on the internet and, you know, download it for $2.99 an image or something.
What are you looking at?
And I can't show off because here I have Chuck Close, Jeff Koons, Philip Glass, John Edwards, Cindy Lauper. I have Joey Reynolds from the shoot we did live on air. Take a look at Joey here. I have Montel Williams. I have Mark Costavi. And I'm trying to focus on people in the art world so when they look at, you know, names they can familiarize themselves with or associate with, you know, again, the power behind art stands strong.
Yeah, this would be really nice on one of those electronic billboards in Times Square.
Well, I'm not going to give this away, but this art project involves a lot of things. It's projected images. It's giant prints. It's this sculpture now that I have the best sculptor in the world, or excuse me, the best caster.
Who is it?
I'm trying to save the name.
Why?
Trying to hold back because I want this momentum to keep building.
I just made a decision tonight that Rick Younger, when I go out and make an appearance now, because I think everything should be black and white, and Mike Calavita thinks it should be in color, but I think you know, for the sake of colored people, I think Rick and I should go out there and stand when I do the MC the next award show, the Mac Awards, which they're asking me to do, or something, you know, wherever I do, yeah. I'd bring you, Rick, and you stand there. We'd be black and white, ebony and ivory.
I'm with that, man, because, you know, you and I we're like the carbon copies of each other.
That's
if they
right.
take a picture of me, you would be on the negative.
That's right, and you would be on the positive.
Right, because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about being positive.
But, you know, you're the darkie, and I'm
that's what they call me out on the streets.
Yeah, well, they call me transparent. So, you know, we got something in common. We're both going to be in therapy a long time and out of work. So tomorrow we'll be in trouble in the daily news for something.
You know, because you know, you and I are bringing back some of the old old epithets.
Yes.
You know, like you just said darky. A couple weeks ago you said shine.
I did say shine, but it was not in...
But it was a positive.
It was a positive shine.
You're like, what's up, my shine? What's up, my darky? You know? So it was like... I always love doing this because the people who are here and not with us all the time, they're like, okay, they're looking at me to make sure. That's the thing. You got to always make sure the black guy is cool with the joke. Like, all right.
And just to be totally honest and open here, what's kind of funny, here in the studio, Joe Salzone and I are here listening to these tapes of when I was on the Joey Reynolds show, and Rick Younger is doing that bit. The gospel person who's going to be here at midnight to play gospel music, and he's quite black, and he's just sitting here with this look on his... And he sits down and puts the headphones on, just as Rick Younger and Joey is doing, like, the colored stuff.
And you and I look at each other, and this look of just horror.
I'm just like, the skin is melting off my head.
I might have to blog about that later.
He didn't stab anyone.
Then I look in the other room and I'm watching the delay button.
I just follow your lead.
Thank you. Don't blame it on me now.
I blame it on the boogie, man. That's what I blame it on.
No, that shine thing was okay because nobody heard it.
Don't worry. It always comes back like later. You know, it's like, no one makes a big fuss, then someone else hears about it. It gets on the internet. Next thing you know, you and I both
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, then it'll be on the message board.
But it's cool because in this day and age, you can always spend stuff for your, you know, for your own benefit.
Yeah, just like the nappy hair thing. You can't spin everything.
Hey, look, does the guy have a job now?
A bigger one. I mean, okay, he got a lot of money out of it.
So it was fun. It gave him a nice little vacation, and now he's working again. Make a lot of money.
You know, I would light a candle in front of Al Sharpton if I were Imus. I would be celebrating him. He made him more money.
I imagine he's not making what he was beforehand, and it did not help.
Don't imagine it. He got a lot of money.
Well, a lot. Ultimately, luckily, because they gave him a second chance. And also, I should say,
it's more than that, because the ABC stations are losing money. And they're going to put him on WLS in Chicago and the one in Detroit. Since they're paying him a lot of money, they're going to put him on in all these other cities. So it's a win situation for him. I hate to tell you, but it worked that way. You know, life goes that way sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm from Florida. I raised my kids down in Florida, and that's where you learn how to swim before you learn how to spell. You know, I mean, you got a different kind of a world that we live in. Depends on where you're from, you know. Some people are blessed. They're just very lucky all their lives with whatever they do wrong turns out right.
But
you ever meet people like that?
They're going to be a flea.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I believe in karma. So anyway, Calavita, you have made a wonderful art contribution, Michael. Now, I don't know, Rick, are we plugging your appearance at Danger Fest?
Oh, he'll get back.
Be sure to get that on the air before we leave.
Sure.
All right.
March 23rd, I'll be at Dangerfield on First Avenue in New York City. You can always find where I'm going to be by going to rickyounger.net and checking out my schedule.
And the Insider, Performer Arts Insider, that thing is on the marketplace for people?
That thing is on the marketplace. The best place to find out about it is by going to totaltheater.com, and you can find out about my radio show.
How many hits did you get
by
that?
There, Performing Arts Insider is
how many
there.
Hits on the
also
site
the
you get from
TV
that?
Show that I produce and direct called Shalom Damn It, which people might get a kick out of. Go looking on YouTube
Sounds
for
fun.
It. It's.
Well, tonight I was invited to a temple that had the Beatles celebration, and they were it's a Reform temple, I think. Or Reform school or something.
Yeah.
On Park Avenue, and it was on where was it tonight? I got to get this right. 58th between Park and Lexington. I don't know the name of the temple, but I was outside trying to get in there, and they were wearing these different outfits, and it was a service that included some sort of music from the Beatles. So Sid Bernstein was over there.
Cause the Beatles
so, you know, there's a lot of excitement in
Beatles were big on hip-hop
in the
in
temple
the
right now, too. You know, I mean, I don't think I...
It was the Bengay Ringo, I think, was the name.
Is that what it is?
That was my last good line of the night.
I know, Myra, do you know anything about it?
That was about
I mean, you were told you were invited, but you don't know what it was you were invited to.
I don't know what it was.
To.
I went to see Jackie Mason.
Yeah, that was a different kind of show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Michael, for being here tonight.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much
it.
For having me back.
Appreciate
thank
the,
you, Myra, as well.
And David Lefkowitz, thank you.
Thank you. Always
thank
a pleasure.
And
always a pleasure.
Well, twice a pleasure.
Take home your transparencies and Get out of here. We'll be right back. Joey Reynolds Show is live from New York. For all those who are listening, you can go to rickyounger.com, or you can go to Michael Calavito, or you can go to David Lecht. David, what's your site again?
TogoTheater.com.
All right, good. Now we did all the business, I can get out of here and go to the bathroom.
Hi, this is Jeff Goodman, and you're listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB.
Yes, you are listening to the last closing moments of Dave's Gone By on WGBB Freeport. It is midnight, which means we have to quickly get out of here and get ready for gospel, but not before we thank the sponsors of this fine program, MortgagesRock.com, Hewlett Minuteman Press, where you get 10% off any job, big or small, if you mention Dave's Gone By.
Any job?
Any job at all. It can be a 10-cent job, you get a penny back. There you go. Fancy Schmancy Balloons for all your party decorating needs. 516-797-3229 for Fancy Schmancy Balloons. And, of course, get that great, great annual rate for Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, just $115 for 12 monthly issues. PerformingArtsInsider.com is the place to go. Reminding everybody that Shalom Dammit, Rabbi Saul Solomon's Peace, Love, and Acid Reflux Hour airs now Wednesdays and Friday mornings on Cablevision of Long Island, Woodbury Cable, Channel 115. It's also on Manhattan Neighborhood Network on Channel 67, Sunday afternoons at 1:30, and it's on YouTube anytime at all. Look for Shalom Dammit. I want to say condolences to a good friend and guest on this program, Frank Scoblett. He's the gambling expert. He's also an author. He has a book of short stories out. We're going to have him on to plug the book, but his mother died last Saturday. So, you know, best wishes to Frank, and we will certainly get him on here in weeks ahead. Want to tell everybody that TJ and Dave are back at the Barrow Street Theater the weekend of, it was just this weekend. It was 28th through the 30th. So I hope that's some good shows.
Good job, Dave.
Thanks so much. Athena Reich is going to be at the Knitting Factory April 4th. That's on Leonard Street.
She will do no knitting.
Marilyn May will be back at the Metropolitan Room April 8th through the 16th. And Maud Maggart starts a stint at the Algonquin Oak Room. April 1st through May 10th. Maggie's need. And then, let's see. If you have any questions or thoughts about this program, write to me, davesgoneby@AOL. What was that?
I have a couple of thoughts.
Well, email me at davesgoneby@AOL.com.
I'll do that now.
And go to the website, davesgoneby.org. Remember that you can always hear 25 older episodes of Dave's Gone By at davesgoneby.org. You can also see or hear podcasts of our recent shows, including this one, in a day or two. They'll have it up at am1240wgbb.com. And listen for Filler Up, the show that I do, the musical show on this station. I believe it's on Saturday evenings now, although it might be Wednesdays too. Check the WGBB website for the schedule on Filler Up. Want to do some big thank yous. Thank you so much to Joey Reynolds, of course, and to Myra for letting me on. They'll never let me on again after this episode.
And all the other transparencies.
Thank you to Richmond, really enormous thank yous to Richmond Shepherd and Annie Ward and Heather Rush, the director of my show Blind Date at the Richmond Shepherd Theater, and to the terrific actors who really, really did a marvelous job. And thanks to all the folks, friends of mine, who came to see the show. Thank you. Thank you to Joe Salzone.
JoeSalzone.com and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's right. Thank you to Joyce Weil. Happy anniversary, my love. Happy 10th, and may we have 100 more.
You're obviously talking about your wife. Why don't you just call her Mrs. Lefkowitz?
Okay, well, because she's not Mrs. Lefkowitz. She kept her name. She's Ms. Weil.
Dr. Weil.
That's right, Dr. Weil. Yeah. Love you, Dr. Weil. And thanks to Jeff Goodman also for calling in, and hopefully I'll be seeing him in a little bit. And to Mom and Dad Lefkowitz for being Mom and Dad Lefkowitz. In the coming weeks on this program, we're hoping to get Neil Carlin, author of the book The Story of Yiddish. I think we know who will be interviewing him. Mm. And also, as Joe is looking forward to, highlights from our New Year's special. We will be back.
Not January anymore!
No.
Ah!
But quality is quality anytime at all.
Oh, you just have no guest book for that show. That's the only reason you're playing. You can interview me. The rabbi could interview me for the hour.
Well, no, but there might be an hour when I'm not here because of a holiday or something like that. See, that's what we see.
People make up those holidays as you go along.
I know. We will be back next Sunday, April 6th, 2008, with the 267th episode of Dave's Gone By.
Impressive.
Until then, don't miss your... What?
Should have been canceled after 250.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
Joe Salzone.
Wishing you good night. Baba Chewy.
And gone by.
Joey. Joey. Joey.